T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Well, we are in what we call on Spits and Suds a frosty drought. We have not popped a coldie after the game in three straight games since the Stars lose their third in a row after winning their first three games of the season. Man, we were all worried about Winnipeg, Colorado, and Minnesota, saying how tough that was. I guess we should have been worried about Vancouver, St. Louis, and Columbus. Hey, everybody, Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. This is Bizarro World Stars Spits and Suds post-game edition, proudly presented by the On-Time Experts. They're my friends. Absolutely love the On-Time Experts. I was a customer of the On-Time Experts even before I started this sponsorship, even before they jumped on with Spits and Suds. Now they are also the official HVAC company of the Dallas Stars. Tonight, I want to talk about guarantees. 100% satisfaction by the On-Time Experts, whatever it takes. They won't make excuses. If a mistake happens, every On-Time Experts employee is empowered with an unlimited budget. That's right, an unlimited budget to make it right. And if you still don't feel it's right, whatever it takes means you're satisfied, whatever it takes. Here's another guarantee. Same day service, or your service is free. That's right. They're not going to say, hey, we'll make it on Friday, and then say, oh, we were too busy. Because that's happened to me. We're too busy to show up. What's your availability tomorrow? No. You have a company in the On-Time Experts that say, we'll be there. Otherwise, your service fee, whatever it is completely free. They guarantee that. How about home comfort guarantee? They're going to guarantee in writing that your comfort system will keep you cool in the summer and warm you in the winter. That is a guarantee that you need. It will work guarantee. Nothing, Nothing is more aggravating than being forced to sweat it out or shiver it out because your comfort system isn't working. Some companies, they're just not going to call you back right away. They're going to put you on hold. You're going to be on a wait list because when the temperature changes, if you're not ready and that system doesn't go on, you go on a waiting list, not with the on-time experts. They also have what's called a total replacement no lemon guarantee. So if for any reason your furnace heat exchanger fails within the first 10 years after installation, they just don't replace the defective combustion changer. They will install a brand new furnace with a new factory warranty. See, all these things are guarantees. And that's why you should have the guarantee in your mind that when you call the on-time experts, you don't necessarily need to call anyone else. Although they say, and now through October 31st, a free second estimate. So they'll come out for free. You get that first estimate, and then you say, I'm going to call the on-time experts. They're going to come to your place for free. They're going to diagnose your problem, probably give you a cheaper price. Just give them a try because they are supporting local hockey in DFW, proud sponsor of the Dallas Stars, proud sponsor of Spits and Suds. It's the on-time experts. See, I have a lot of passion about the on-time experts. I wish I had that same passion for tonight's tilt. Man, I know it's a long season. I know they're 500. I know we shouldn't look at the record right now. But, you know, I do kind of feel bad for the people in the audience. It's sports, and sometimes you get clunkers, and tonight was a clunker. And to Columbus's credit, I don't know, for the last 3-4 years, they always play the Stars tough. But tonight, it's just one of those games that's just so frustrating. Let's talk about who was out. Matt Duchene, Nils Lundqvist now on the IR, so that's going to be extended. Hopefully Duchene can come back on Thursday or Saturday or Sunday. Stars have a lot of games coming up. Oscar Beck skated with the team this morning, but not ready to come back, and we all know the captain, Jamie Benn, is out. But when you see from the first shift that the Stars are out hit, and they weren't hitting all night long, and this is my point. Glenn Gullitson's system can happen no matter who is off the ice. Because here are some of the things that he preached. We need to be more physical. And that doesn't necessarily mean fighting, but we need to check and we need to win more puck battles and we need to be more aggressive and not turn the puck over and get out of our zone fast. Honestly, I don't think any of that stuff happened tonight. Because when you look at the first goal, just 4:33 into the first period, it's exactly the opposite. Mikko Rantanen has a chance to quickly clear the puck and can't do it. Columbus cycles it over to the other side. Two Stars. We talk about puck support. In that case, you had puck support. Roope Hanson, Liam Bischel had a chance to put a body on the Columbus player. But instead, they stick check him. And therefore, the puck goes to Boone Jenner to the side of the net. He's a wide body. He finds Fantilli, who sizzles one over Ottinger. It's 1-0. And on that play, if Bischel goes in and it's just a small check, I guarantee that puck is loose and Roope Hintz can grab it and they can go the other way. But instead, both with extended stick checks, just taking their stick and poking it in there rather than using their body. That was frustrating to watch the replay. The other thing, we talk about the aggression. Merce Lincoln's played well tonight. He's a good goalie for Columbus. But the first save happened 7.5 minutes in. And then to top it off, Columbus struggling on the power play this year toward the bottom of the NHL. Just one power play goal heading into tonight. But that didn't stop the Jackets. Maverick Bork called for interference. And can we talk about these calls? Like, I want aggressive penalties. I want, unfortunately, you don't want to injure someone, but you went into the boards too hard, boarding. Maybe a trip because you're so aggressive along the boards. But when you're catching up, like Maverick Bourque was, and I think it was Jenner on that play, you're going to catch up to him. You don't have to commit interference. That's what he did. And then the goal happens because the Stars lose the draw. They're man-to-man at that point. What's going on with the penalty kill? Nobody covers Charlie Coyle, who passes it to a wide-open Boone Jenner, who redirects it off his skate. It wasn't a kicking motion. The skate was lifted after the fact. All those reviews go to Toronto. They deemed it a good goal. But how is Charlie Coyle that open? How is Boone Jenner that open in front of the net? You have Stars players kind of looking at each other, and that's not necessarily a good sign. That's very poor coverage. And what can you do if you're Jake Oettinger? Honestly, and I think you guys agree, this game could have easily been 4-0 in the first if it wasn't for Oettinger. He played really, really well and made some great stops. Second period, better than the first. This was the Stars' probably best period, and the Stars do close to within. You could say the Stars did a poor job, but you could also say Columbus did a real good job as far as all night keeping shots to the outside for the most part, and rebounds were few and far between. This was one of the exceptions on the Stars' lone goal. Started with a real nice 2-on-1, Sagan to Colin Blackwell, one-timer, great save by Elvis. The duo keeps it in the zone, and then Blackwell with a wrist shot pass to Sagan at the goal mouth. He taps it in with his stick/body. Real nice positioning by Sagan. That time, the Columbus Jackets failed. Sagan got behind him. Nice job of Blackwell recognizing that Sagan was in front and kind of like a wrist shot pass. So the Stars go into the third period, somehow just down by one, but throughout the night, there just wasn't the energy. Where was the scrum in front of the net? Where was the first big hit of the night? I can tell you when that was. That was 9:38 of the third period where Mikko Rantanen had two nice hits on one shift. And it's not just me who's thinking about this. Razor Ray on the broadcast even said, follow it up now. That's how I felt. Like, do something that creates energy in the building and follow it up. But I just felt as though we had a flashback to last year where it's like the Stars just going through the motions throughout the night, trying to make something happen. Sure, they're going to have high scoring chances, but they can be shut down. They can be kept to the outside. Meanwhile, the team they're playing is grinding, winning in the corners, winning puck battles, checking you off the puck. It's frustrating. I know they're 3-3, but you got to play better against Vancouver. You have to play better against Columbus. These aren't bad teams. I mean, heck, Vancouver went in the other night and beat Washington. So weird things happen at the beginning of the season, but I mean, when you're 9 for your last 16 on the penalty kill, yikes.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
And remember what I said. Columbus only had one power play goal in their first five games. They were 2-for-2 tonight. That second opportunity, Jackets power play goal stretches the lead to 4-1. Luckily, Rupe Hintz was not badly injured. He took a puck to the face. Shortly after that goal, repaired, came back out. Because that would be a tough injury. I do have a thought. And I would love to get your thoughts about switching up Wyatt Johnston and Rupe Hintz, because I need that first line to score more. And the scoring drought for the Stars is clearly apparent, specifically on 5-on-5. They're just not getting it done. So to me, if I'm Glenn Gullitson, I switch up the lines on Thursday. I try to do anything basically to ignite some energy. You know, as he said in his post game, we were playing from behind all night. I get it. But how do you then create that energy to get back in the game?
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
All right. A lot of you guys had statements tonight, so let's go through them on Twitter. Kyle Bear says, in my opinion, they are who I thought they would be. Playoff team, but taking steps backwards. Miko is a stud. Sagan, Blackwell, and Ernie look good together. We needed an impactful trade. Who is our next Ben? Nil loves to hold all his assets, and that gets expensive. Yeah, I mean, you're absolutely right. I agree with you. And he's the three-time general manager of the year for a reason. However, I think at some point you have to look at the team as a whole and say, I have to let one of my big guns go, because I'm not going to pay that salary. Instead, I'm going to go get two or three other players to change up the makeup of this team. Now, in the organization's views, they have what it takes to take themselves over the top. Going into the offseason, that was one of my question marks. And there are people in the media, fans, that do feel as though they have enough. I still have question marks. Now, maybe those question marks can be solved at the trade deadline, but they have limited assets as far as draft picks as well. So keep that in mind. Y-Joe number 53 is elite. Always great to hear from you. Everyone on defense is playing poorly. PK is a shell of its former self. Bottom six look like AHLers. Not a great night. It was not a great night. Listen, if we're going to call out Miro Haskinen, we need to call out Thomas Harley as well. That was a tough night for Thomas Harley. He's once again having players get behind him, not making necessarily the right decisions as far as when to go deep into the zone. He's having to chase back on the play. One of those goals where it was just a simple dump into the zone, he misplayed it off of his mitt. It went back to Columbus, and then he essentially created a screen for that Columbus goal. And that's one other thing that I see the Stars. Bischel did it one time. I saw Esa Lindell do it. I appreciate a good block shot, but if you miss that block shot, you are essentially creating a screen on Jake Ottinger, and that's what I saw a lot of tonight. Chris, at Masker of Ants, I'll stay optimistic. I love that. They struggled last year to begin the season and righted the ship. Can see positives in the game, but a lot to clean up. I'll give them time to figure it out. My one complaint still, the Foxa signing, that's got to be one of the most pointless signings. You know, Radek Foxa is going to stay healthy most of the time. He's going to win you faceoffs, but I agree. I don't know if that's worth $2 million. Richard Saunders, did it look to you that Dave Evanson's more physical Jackets team disrupted the Stars' play on both ends of the ice? Yes. Yes. The Columbus Blue Jackets were certainly the more physical of the teams tonight, especially since they appear to be struggling with proper positioning. It's going to take some time, I guess, to get used to this Glenn Gulletson new system. So let's give it a chance. But I agree with you, Richard, and that's one of my concerns. Physicality does not matter who's on the ice. I understand you have some physical players in Jamie Benn that's currently out, but that doesn't necessarily mean you still can't be physical. You had Ernie out there. You had Bastion out there. You had Bischel out there. Wessico, glad I was in the air and missed all of it, because what is this? Yes, do not watch the replay. Look forward to Thursday night when we see Anze Kopitar make his first of his final journeys to the AAC. A Gavin Spittle Spits and Suds favorite. Josh Blissett, we don't do the small things well. Too many lost puck battles, out of position too often, bad turnovers, and bad finishing. Man, I cannot disagree. You know, I cannot disagree with what you're saying tonight, Josh. All of those things were unfortunate. The no look passes, the turnovers in the neutral zone, all those things add up. At Spamuel Green, this was a tough game to sit through. Yes, it was. You can tell the injuries are taking their toll. Couldn't get anything going. But I want to sit and continue making excuses. Find a way, get some wins. Yeah, find some ways. Go back to the basics. All right. Robvious. How many games until we can start calling for Glenn Gulletson to be fired? 10, 20, six games in? No, honestly, I think you need to wait until January or February if you truly want to make a decision. But I think even that is pulling the trigger too fast. You gotta let the guy settle in. The process and play has been atrocious. The team looks lost. All right. Blackout Dallas. Gulletson needs to have a wake-up type of practice tomorrow with his team. Totally unacceptable effort by the team in the last three games. Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree. They could be better. And the one thing that I would like to see more of is energy. You know, who is going to spark that team? And that's the one thing that this team has been lacking, spark. Chris Barnard, not a full compliment tonight, but they look bad. I would rather see specialists that fill utility depth guys with low ceilings like Steele and Blackwell on top lines. Leave those glue guys, grinders, to the bottom unit. Why not give a guy like Strangis a call up at this point? You do have some salary issues that you want to be careful of, Chris. At the same time, Steele and Blackwell are up there because of injuries. So when players come back, when a Duchesne comes back, a player moves down. When Ben comes back, a player moves down. Husky says, where do they go from here? The only good players on the team this year have been Jake and Miko. Everyone else has been hit or miss. The power play has allowed three shots on goal already. When they allowed shorthanded goals already. When they allowed four last season, it's starting to look like Gully wasn't the right man for the job. I don't know. I mean, honestly, listen, guys, I'm disappointed, but we cannot say, hey, it's all Glenn Gulletson. At some point, we got to put it on the players, right? They got to put a better effort in. You got to give this, you know, many of us, including me, wanted Neil Graham up, okay? Many of us, including me, did not want to see Nazardine leave. So something's not clicking, but I don't know necessarily if it's 100% on the coaches. And we can't fire coaches after six games. We just can't. That's too early of a trigger. We have to let this marinate for a while. I'll even say this. You got to give Gulletson at least a year before you're pulling the trigger. Because who are you bringing back in? Seriously, who are you bringing back in? Pete DeBoer? Because I will tell you, if a coach gets fired, he will be a top candidate. You're not going to do that, right? So, I don't know. Let it marinate for a while. You put Neil Graham maybe in charge? Are you really going to have someone that has never run an NHL team take over? Nazardin has had coaching experience, took over in New Jersey, and the team played well, but this is too early to think those things. They're going through a roller coaster ride slump right now. All right, Michael says, can't take any more of Steele on that line. Also, this move the puck along the board teams are flooding the outlets with two guys on our spots. This is watered down offense right now. My thoughts for post game already. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Andrew, can I find you at the AAC for an emergency? Suds after that third goal. All right, my friends, when I go to the games, which I am going to go to more this year, I am happy to buy you a Frosty, but I'll announce when I go to the games. So one of the reasons that I don't go to the games is because I struggle as far as giving you detailed information on what I saw from the goals. I can do that, but then I got to come home and watch the game too. So I start and stop throughout the night. That's how I watch my tape throughout the night. So watching the game with me, like if we ever did a watch party and I had to do a podcast afterwards, after a while, you guys would be like, man, this is a beatdown, isn't it? I don't want to say anything, but watching this game with this guy, he keeps pressing rewind. I know. I do. All right. You guys are awesome. Let's stay optimistic, right? We have games Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. So let's put something together. The LA Kings, not off to the fastest start, but this is a very good LA Kings team. So let's see which one we get on Thursday. Saturday, yikes, Carolina. That's going to be tough. And then on Sunday, a quick trip to Nashville. So not going to be easy with this week ahead, but good time to put together a wing streak, right? For producer Gregory Finley, I'm Gavin Spittle at 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much for supporting Spits and Suds, and thank you for supporting our title sponsor, the On-Time Experts, guaranteed same-day service. Just click that Book Now button and get that $59 tune-up / cleaning special. Until our next podcast, which will be real soon, busy week ahead, have a great day, everyone.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.